Hey everybody, it's your GM Scott, and here we are, the end of the road for this adventure path. With deepest sincerity, I want to say that it has been an absolute honor to serve as your game master. When I first set out on this journey, I used to daydream about the kind of people who might listen, wondering if we'd ever have fans and hoping that we would find support. I even practiced what I might say if that day ever came. And now, standing here at the end of this saga, I can say without a doubt, you have all been more than I ever could have hoped for. You really are the dream come true. I want to send out a special thank you to my cast, to Jordan, to Duval, to Greg, and to Brittany, who dedicated years of their life, emotions, time, their creative energy, and enduring me while I struggled to stay positive despite all the challenges that faced us every week, and I give them my most sincere gratitude. We did this journey together, the five of us, and it wouldn't have been possible without them. It would have been something else. I'm extremely grateful for that. For now, folks, we're signing off. But before we turn the final page, let's take one last look back. Here's the recap from last week's episode.
Ooh, natty 18 plus 19.
Oh boy, that's a crit.
And I do 62 damage.
Oh yes! My gosh.
What?
62 damage. Man. Against 62. Shield Marshal 2.
Yeah.
Wow. 57 Dang. Hit points.
Oh, I killed him.
Yeah, describe your kill.
Yes. Nice.
I got a
they're gonna roll well.
24.
That is a miss.
Yes.
But he takes 3 damage. So does Ixel, and so does Darnayru.
Yeah, Ixel, take that.
Gosh, I love your new character so much.
Okay, so range strike. Plus 19.
Yeah, plus 19 is pretty good.
That's great.
Well, when you get a natural one.
I can't do this anymore.
That's good.
That's a 20.
You don't want to run in and fight the other guys that are shooting at us?
I just want to see if they try to come out and get us.
Oh, they're going
to
get us.
They're just shooting through a wall right now without trying to get to us.
Interesting.
A hail of gunfire erupts again, and I need all 5 of you to roll a reflex save.
Stupid.
We're this fighting a bunch of stuff after we fought a bunch of stuff. There was no resting.
There was lots
of
resting.
Dingy amount of hero points.
You still have 2.
And,
could have used them both right there.
Now we're about to beat the end boss.
It's fine.
I got one more move, right?
You have 1 action left.
I'm going to shoot at it again.
You have to reload.
Stupid!
You know what doesn't reload? A quiver of arrows.
Oh, no.
A magical quiver of arrows.
You got to go see Mama when Mama calls.
Point blank at Ixel.
You're welcome to try.
Ooh.
You intimidated my dice, you big giant creature. I rolled a 22 to hit.
We're going to do level 4 fireball.
Fireball. Holy gosh. Shnikes.
You better make this save, bro. Yeah.
Okay, here. Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. There's a lot of 6s. 34.
Holy smokes!
It's not that bad. Ixel doesn't have any knuckles. The lizard,
I bet
man.
He does. Lizards have knuckles.
Talking about?
Like every lizard. Because they have joints in their fingers.
36.
Hold
36
on. Stop everything. I don't care about your 36. Google image search lizard.
Are you asking
29 DC fortitude save?
Yes, I do. Oh, no. I critically failed that son of a gun. I got an 18.
Yeah.
I got an 18, y'all. Stun 3.
You are stunned 3
oh,
now.
Oh, that sucks. So okay. Take your third action to strike.
Get out of here.
At your lowest attack modifier.
I rolled a natty 20, so.
Brilliant.
Shield Marshal 4, natty 20.
Oh, man.
Shield Marshal 5, natty 20.
No way. Are you serious?
Dead serious. 2 nat 20s in a row with the thunder die. Shield Marshal 6.
Natty 1.
Natty 5.
Okay.
So that's a fail. Shield Marshal 6 will take the full brunt of your lightning bolt. The other 2 will not take any damage at all.
Natty 19 plus 15.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
So 34.
Yeah, describe your kill.
Yay! I throw my first Flissa I threw at him, just flavor throw, which stabs into him. And then as he like kind of shifts back, it's like I cut his head off. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Then his Perfect. Decapitated head Wilhelm screams.
Yeah. To celebrate all of that, everybody gets a hero point.
Hey!
As you go into the final battle and the end of this written campaign.
Wow.
And somewhere on this side of the door is the Shemfall 5.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Shemfall, Shemfall, Shemfall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
the season 3 finale of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of season 3 of the Dice of Thunder podcast, brought to you in two parts by Duval.
Yay!
Greg.
Yes.
Jordan.
Hey.
And Brittany.
What's up?
I don't have a cold open today. I just have a lot of well-wishing from the Thunder Buddies that I would like to read for you guys. And maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. I hope not.
Aw, well-wishing.
Yeah, well-wishing. So I put a little post out today on Discord that said, "Hey everyone, tonight we're recording our last episode. Do you have anything that you want to say?"
Aw.
Oh, I haven't checked it since you did that.
Good.
I'd never check it, so what is it? So
there's a lot of really great stuff. Brian Polin, our friend from the Dork Day Afternoon podcast, just put up the gif of Hook saying, "Kill them."
Mm-hmm.
Kill them all.
Yeah. He's ready for blood.
And I thought that was pretty great.
The boo balls. Kill
Penterin.
Not the boo box. No.
Yes.
Yes.
The boo box.
Nah. And who said I couldn't do it? Yeah. Oh, such a good movie.
Penterin said, "I'm excited for the episodes, but not for it to end."
Aw.
Our good friend, Michael Christopher.
Ah, the Christopher.
The OG.
Yeah.
Dare I even say it? Our first Thunder Bunny?
Would you say I think him and Brian might have a...
They might fight over it.
A debate about that.
I think that they should fight about it, and you should record it, and then we will give that title to the winner. I will accept a Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel.
Loser goes in the boo box.
Yeah.
Not the boo box.
Or the chokey. Yeah. How about a chokey?
The boo box.
Nah!
Yeah.
But he said nice effort, so, you know...
Oh my gosh.
That tracks. That's him.
Our good buddy Jeff from Big Campaign Podcast said, "Oh, hold on, let me get it ready.
Check, check. This is Jeff from Big Campaign.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff. Well, hey,
what are you doing here?
I'm here with the stewed.
Hey. You're sneaking in. I'm gonna see you in here.
Thank you for all the great time. And I can't wait to see what's next. Easily one of the best, not a Selena Gomez, podcasts out there."
Nice. We made it.
Please listen to the Big Campaign podcast.
Shameless plug, Jeff. I respect it.
Jeff,
respect it.
Wow.
Bye, Jeff.
That's off my show.
So glad this is not Jeff. A Selena Gomez podcast.
This whole time it has been.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Joke's on us.
I was tricked.
Yeah. Bamboozled.
Not Jeff trying to plug the Big Campaign podcast, though.
I mean,
recently guest starred on there again.
Right. Yep. Wow. Yeah,
that's my future.
You're like the local Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, there it is. We have a brand new Thunder Buddy who literally just started listening this week.
Literally.
The week of this recording. He's 4 weeks in now.
Yeah. Okay.
And has hopefully binged the entire thing.
Let's go.
Merrick, who said, "One hand, it's sad because I just found you not long ago and we're really enjoying it. And on the other hand, maybe you'll be going again by the time my son and I catch up."
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe. He's listening with his son. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Hey, Merrick.
We have another quote from, I hope I'm saying this right, because it's like a Discord name. Because I trust in you and your ability to pronounce
it. I can't pronounce it.
I'm going to try it.
Do it.
I'm sorry if I butcher it. Zettely.
That sounds right.
It's Z-E-T-T-E.
Yeah, I went to school with the Zettely.
The Zettely.
Zettely Jenkins.
From Vancouver.
Yep.
Yeah.
BC,
not
actual.
Oh, of course.
Not the dirty coup.
It's Zettely.
Yeah. Right? I don't want this story to end, but excited for the next thing. Thanks for the amazing story. You guys are one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, wow.
Zettely.
We're all going to be in the boo box at the end of this.
Yeah. The tear-shedding boo box. Alexandre La Roque.
Ah, Alexandre La
Roque. Oh, Alex.
Oh, Ellie.
Oh,
French
Canadian super fan.
Who was like eighth. What a loser.
Come on.
But he had
words
of
wisdom. What words of wisdom do you have for us, Alex?
He said, "I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time, energy, love, and shout outs. All of this takes so much of you, and you've chosen to share it with all of us. Thank you for this burgeoning community. Thank you for the laughs and memories. It's been a wild ride, and I'm glad to have been along for it."
Aww.
Oh,
sweet. Now don't you feel terrible for being mean to him on the air?
When did we ever mean to him?
Mean?
Not me.
Baguette, baguette.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's
thanks,
great.
Thanks, Alex.
Man, he's what is he, a poet?
He is a poet.
Literally?
No.
Okay.
But
based on that,
they should have sent one.
He might be. You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Don't limit Alex.
I mean,
that's a confident
I'm just
no.
saying no. Because I don't believe you're a poet, Alex. So wow. Get to work.
Prove Whoa. Him wrong.
Yeah,
right. I want to prove him wrong. Yeah. Right. Now you got to write a sonnet.
That'll come back to bite me, I'm sure. Brian Lutke.
Hey.
A.K.A. Secret Brian Blackwood on Discord. He's very secretive.
I mean, secret.
He said in the most secret way, if this doesn't end in clutch rolls that avert a TPK, I swear I'll... And then he ellipsized, which my daughter loves.
I'm all about the ellipses.
I'll just have to stay subscribed for more.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yep.
And then the original gnome, also known as Thunder Buddy Shay. Thank you for not only being my first introduction to Pathfinder 2E, but thank you for being yourselves.
Aww.
Just letting us sit at your wonderful table filled with special people has been such a journey. I started this as a listener, but quickly turned into something greater and more meaningful. A Thunder Buddy.
Yeah.
Thunder Buddy.
That's what we have at time of recording. I'm sure there will be more. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe there are only 8 people on our Discord. And if that's the case, then I love all of you very much.
That's great. They all chimed in. That's 100%.
That's so great.
Engagement percentage.
Yeah.
It's pretty high. High stats.
From the get-go, our number one rule has always been have fun. And then we decided that we would get together. It's been years ago now. And do this.
Bananas.
I know. Set out and do this project. And actually, it was 3 years ago at this time that I was doing things like setting up the business license.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Buying all the recording equipment and
wow.
getting all of the social media accounts on lock and doing all that setup stuff and all the pre-planning that was happening this time. So it's a fond farewell of sorts right now. And I don't mean to put a finality on this because I feel like there is more story here. Or maybe just more of us doing a different story. I'm not sure what form it will take.
Who knows?
This isn't goodbye, Thunder Buddies.
No.
This is so long.
It's a holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Holler
yeah, this
at your
is.
Boy.
We'll see you down the road.
Keep your thunderwear tight.
It's a get off my lawn.
That could not have been 4 more different responses.
Take it as you will.
Yeah.
So Brittany's not going to say anything. She's emotional.
She laughed.
Yeah, she's actually not in the room anymore.
Nope.
But yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy duty. It's exciting, though, to come to this point in any project.
You know, for me, this project was important because it helped me kind of come out of the coronavirus a little bit, like socially.
Hmm. Yeah.
Getting to hang out with you guys again, which hadn't happened in a long time, talking about the IT guy, Jordan, and Darnayru here. I know his name.
Sure you do.
Yeah. Yeah, his name's this guy.
Yeah, Beardy McShort Guy.
Beardy McShort Guy.
Beardy McBig Guy over here.
It's actually kind of a better name than my real name.
So, yeah, I'm just very grateful for your vision of making this happen. So, thanks.
I would have to say it's our shared vision at this point, but yeah. Anybody want to say anything?
No, I'm no? sad. I'm going to cry.
We're all Greg. Looking at Brittany.
That's his name.
I know.
Hey! My guy.
Dude, the comedic timing on that was excellent. You should have waited longer, actually. It's perfect. The end of the episode. You're like, Greg. Greg's your name.
That's what it is,
I'm
right?
I'm old, man.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot older over the years.
But Brittany, you had a whole speech written.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to
that? No, I have no speech at all. I just have final battle written in my little notebook.
That's all it says.
And there's only death. 2 pages left, so.
Oh.
Wow.
Kind of worked out.
We've
perfectly.
Used up your notebook.
Filling out the diary. Wow.
Yeah, I don't want my characters to die.
I'm fully expecting Darnayru to die in this process some point.
Well, as has been our way this entire time, I am going to play this as straight as I possibly can, right down the middle of the chungus.
The what?
The chungus.
Chungus.
Chungus. I got that little jingle.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
We're going to jump in to this mess that you guys have all created.
Oh, that we're trying to clean up.
You're on the top deck of the Gear Smoke.
Bring it.
The gaming lounge shredded around you as 2 Gatling guns, well, only one, was able to open fire on you. You were successfully able to stop the other one, but you're a little dinged up. So before we do anything about that, let's go around the table. I want to know where everybody's at on hit points and hero points. Give me the HP summary.
The HP summary.
Starting with Duval, the man to my left for 2.5 years.
Right over here, I got 105 hit points and 2 hero points.
Out of 105 out of?
Out of 105. I didn't know if doing math. 105 out of 30. 130.
All right.
I can do things.
I'm sitting at 73 of 118, so I'm down.
Down a little bit.
Chunk. Yeah. But I have 3 hero points right now.
Okay.
What? How?
I thought you used 2 of them in the last episode.
I definitely used 1 for sure.
And I then gave you everybody gave me one at the back. End of that combat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2, 3. How's Luton sitting? Where's she at?
92 of 116 hit points and 2 hero points.
Okay. And Kal-El, of course.
Kal-El.
The actual hero of the group.
He's at 71 of 94.
Okay. And where's Ixel sitting?
63 of 138.
Dang.
Oh, that's below 50%.
Yeah.
3 hero points.
Wow, you guys are loaded up on hero points. That's good.
One save, though, like a death save, and they're all gone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Remember, you need to cash them in to save your life. You cash 100% of them in at that point in time. So
use them.
So, yeah, basically.
Use them or lose them.
Use them until you got one left, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, you have a moment of pause here as you recover from the end of that combat. You destroyed the last of the shield marshals and their contraption as they spend 4 entire rounds unloading a barrage of bullets on you. It takes 1 minute to reload that freaking thing. You confronted them in the middle of that.
Sweet.
Good timing.
At the end of that hallway that is 5 squares long is a single door. And on the other side of that door is the most powerful magical aura that Luton has ever felt. It is the orientation of the teleportation ritual, and it is the only room on the ship that you haven't searched. So logic would tell you one thing.
Don't go in there.
Yeah. It's time to call it a day, and that's the end of our episode. So thank you all for listening. No.
Sorry, the screw and all about.
If we never go in, the show never ends.
I mean, that's true. We just leave it open-ended.
Yeah.
On the other side of that door, Angelique Loveless.
Yeah.
Ibrium. And who knows what else they have planned for you. And the final of 3 Pyronite bombs, the charges that are set to destroy the city, nay, the entire economy of Eastern Garund. Or some geopolitical nonsense. Anyway, it's a lot riding on this moment.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
Heal me, please.
We're out of...
You're not in combat. Yep.
Okay. You can healing.
Do treat wounds.
Treat wounds.
And all that other good stuff. But remember, you're on the clock for this teleportation spell as well.
Right.
So think about that as you're making your choices.
No. Well, so sleeping's out of the picture then.
Yeah. We're not going to do a daily rest
right now. Not even a nappy nap?
I don't think so. Nope. Good question. No bad questions today.
Unless your guy's trained to sleep like a Navy SEAL or something.
And he can just 10-minute power nap and then go on another 24-hour excursion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's not a Navy SEAL.
My first day starts at 6 a.m. to noon. Then my second day starts at 2 to 6. It's ridiculous.
Treat wounds?
Yeah, okay.
Start with Charg.
Yeah,
Start with
Varg. Too soon.
That's because Jordan is Varg.
I know.
And he's playing Ixel.
Varg is sitting next to you playing Ixel.
That's a good observation.
Oh, man.
All right, roll a nature check for Ixel. And this is at DC 30.
Which is hard,
but it will heal a bunch of stuff and things.
Okay. Nature check. 39.
Hey, that's a success.
How do you know Balnor and Varg aren't playing Pathfinder in the Boneyard right now?
Oh, maybe they are.
They probably are.
And dying there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bad. Oh, that was so good. Oh, freaking hilarious.
2d8 plus 30.
2d8 plus 30. Yep.
Okay. 34.
Okay.
Healing.
One for Darnayru as well.
I needs it.
Ooh. 43.
Wow. That's a crit. Okay. So that's 4d8 plus 30.
Whoa.
Luton's not messing around when it comes to the heals.
56.
Woo.
Oh, that's a lot of healing for Darnayru.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are still down.
Not me.
Not Greg, who's full.
Wow.
And so is Kal-El, because as she's doing that, she can burn a focus spell and then...
I'm out of focus points.
Yeah, but you can refocus and get them back at the end of combat here. But you were completely out?
Yeah.
Then I think you probably would only have one for this upcoming battle. but Kal-El is full.
Focus points?
Yeah.
Yeah, if she doesn't stop for 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes to regain a focus point.
And you're also treating wounds that whole time, so yeah, we'll say you have one that you can use in that battle. Well, that's pretty intense.
Great.
I've got two versatile vials.
That's good.
And I'm down 25 hit points.
And Luton still has 7 charges on the staff as well. Would you like to use some of those?
Yes.
Okay.
Just give me the light.
So it looks like you have one casting of level 5 heal that you can do. It basically, yeah, every spell level that you use is a charge. So if you use a level 5, then you only have 2 charges left. But you could do 2 level 3s, which would be more healing.
Let's do 2 level 3s.
All right. So one on Ixel, one on Kiwe? Is that how you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just
3d8 plus 27.
Yep. Very good. Luton rolling a lot of d8s at the top.
45.
Who's
that's
that for?
That's huge for Ixel.
That's
for
awesome.
Yeah.
Kiwe. Or Ixel. Oh. That's fine.
Okay. And Kiwe?
And then I don't have to roll to hit these because it's
Nope. You're using charges off the staff.
Okay. 48.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's one left on the staff.
Yep. One charge left, which you can use a level 1 spell to heal yourself if you'd like, or something along those lines, and just burn all the staff spells.
Yeah, let me heal myself.
The wand spells are already gone. Should be. They were used a long time ago.
Yeah. I have 1 third level I can use.
On the druid list or off the staff?
On the staff.
You had 7. You just used 6. You have 1 charge left. By my count.
Oh, is that a first level?
Yes, it is a first level, which is still a d8 plus 9.
Okay.
And you're not down that much.
Okay, 16 to me.
Okay, that's not bad. You're 108 of 116 now. I did all that out loud. Normally we do that stuff behind the scenes, but we did it all out loud today, just so everybody knows where we're sitting at from a resources standpoint.
Makes sense.
Difficult to keep track of that stuff sometimes, but now there are no charges left on the wands or the staff, but you're not out of healing. Kiwe said, I've got 2 versatile vials, and Luton still has all of her druid spell slots for healing, which has got some level 4 heals and some level 3 heals tucked away in there as well.
Who's still down?
You're the only one still down by 8 hit points. You can burn a level 1 druid spell if you want, and that would finish it off.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, very good. That brings everybody up to full with a little bit of resource consumption.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go into this down
heck
at all.
Smart. I think it's really smart. Well, this is it. The moment is here. What would you like to
this
do?
This is so crazy.
Chant.
Oh my gosh.
Follow. We're ready now.
Man. I love it, and I hope it was the last time.
No, you don't.
We won't be chanting that crap over the dead bodies of Luton and Kal-El.
Oh my gosh.
Is that what's going to happen?
No.
Oh my gosh. We don't know.
Any traps on this door that someone else can look for?
I will need Kiwe and Ixel to roll a perception check.
I can do that.
Darnayru has moved into the hallway now, is facing the door, is curious about danger. Something happens before you guys make it down the hall.
Mm.
All 5 of you start to feel brutally ill. As if your body is being torn into pieces and then reassembled.
Gross.
And you're stuffed in this hallway. You can't really tell what's happening, but the walls start to shimmer and shift, flex out, flex back in, and then the magical aura immediately disperses and is gone.
We teleported.
I think we ported.
Just make sure you wash your hands.
I still need those perception checks from Kiwe and Ixel.
24 for Ixel.
25.
Okay. There are no traps on the door.
Oh.
And it is not locked.
Oh.
All right, are we going in?
Let's go.
This time.
I'd like to stealthily try to open it.
Tell Gale the marching order.
Right now, Darnayru is at the door.
Okay.
Got some Kiwe right behind me, Ixel behind Kiwe, and then Luton and Kal-El pulling up the rear.
Okay. Roll a stealth check, Darnayru.
Out of combat, rolling a stealth check. 28.
28. You make an attempt to open the door silently, and it catches a little bit as the entire boat lurches forward.
Ooh.
As you step through and open this door. And I got our last little bit of Carly K.
Oh my god, I can see him.
A large bar fills the center of this room, surrounded by cushioned red stools and several small tables. Sleeping cots, clearly set up for temporary use, are scattered throughout the large cabin, and you can see those on the starboard side. Also standing in this room, on the far side of a table, well, kind of like a bar, it's like an oval-shaped bar, is a half-elf woman with gray hair and two different colored eyes. And getting up from the floor is a wizard, half made of glass. Flanking you on either side of the door are two shield marshals holding jazails, and on the port side of the room, opposite of those temporary cots, you see the final pyronite explosive. As you look out the windows of this room, to the left and to the right, you see the Hellfallen cliffs out the window.
Oh my gosh, we teleported straight
you
there.
You smell the air, and it is unmistakably filled with smog.
Mm-hmm.
That Alkin Falls stink.
In the distance, you hear the grinding and churning of industry and the sound of the falls as you look out the window and see the Tin Wound Hydroforge.
My goodness.
We're here.
The gear smoke is precipitously positioned on a massive rock jutting out of the river, tilting backward and forward. And as you're all trying to get your footing as this is happening, you see her, Angelique Loveless.
Oh my gosh.
Who heard you come in.
Oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. That was a terrible roll.
Raises up her hand, and in it you see the kill switch. And she says, "That's far enough. Let's have a chat."
Are you guys following me?
Yeah, I think so.
By myself, because it really feels like I'm by myself here, guys.
You're still following. You're still following.
Okay,
I'm right behind you.
I'm gonna stand right against the table, the bar table.
That's right. Hurry up now. You wouldn't want me to drop this.
Oh, she's like saying, "Get in here."
Well, yeah.
Does she have like a dead man switch?
The kill switch? Yeah.
I can't
it's
go
the
in there.
Button to push that blows them all up.
But he's saying if
I'm
she,
wondering if it's a dead man switch though. Like if she dies, does it still go off anyway?
Is there any way to roll a perception check to know anything like that?
To ask
from
her?
Where yeah. from where we're at?
Darn Iron, go ahead. Roll a crafting check.
Crafting. I'm the best crafter. Ooh, natty 18 plus 16. That's 34?
Pretty good. Yeah, that device in her hand is connected to the pyronite explosives and arms them.
But it's not to her heart, so she died. Oh, wait, do I know that?
You don't know that.
Okay.
You know that it controls the detonation of the explosives.
Okay.
You can
okay.
tell that much just from a glance in her okay. hand looking at it across okay. the room. It's a legitimate threat.
Okay.
This is no bluff. We may need to listen to her for a moment.
Now, why would I lie to you at the end of all things here? Hmm?
We've been lied to a lot. I don't trust anyone.
That happens a lot in Alkenstar. Are you doing all right, friend? And she turns and looks at what must be Ibrium on the floor next to her,
covered, on the floor?
Covered
oh,
in sweat.
Because he was, okay.
And you realize as you pile into the room, there are two dead bodies next to him that look as though they have had their life force completely vacuumed out of them.
There was a okay. sacrifice to pull off that.
Yeah, yeah, sacks of, bags of bones. I mean, they look ew. Mummified almost.
Mm. Oh.
And he gets up and he's gritting his teeth and he says, "I'll be all right as soon as we're done with these lot." That's the Nexian accent I decided.
Okay.
Because it's easy for me to do when I'm angry.
I can get down with that.
No, let me change that.
No, that's fine.
You're going to make everyone hate Phoebe if you commit to that.
I am all right. Let me just get my bearings. This is them. These are the ones who killed her.
Oh, crap. I forgot about that.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what?
That was a long time ago.
No, that was literally...
It was a few weeks ago.
He sweated our old stuff.
Now, we will all have our chance to finish this in just a moment.
Yeah, we will.
When I intercepted that communique from the Pathfinder Society, who said they were sending a couple of scrubs down to my city to investigate a weapon, I laughed it off. I was there waiting for you. And had I known that this Emerin thief and this very lost fey creature would become such a thorn in my side, I might have done something more. But I have been looking forward to this day ever since you broke into my vault. But I am a little bit perplexed. I don't see your Kolo friend that you busted out of my lockup. And that Shisk boy. What was his name?
No one cares.
Kairos Abandoned Frenzo? Something like that?
That's exactly what his name is.
What is she talking about?
You must be his replacement.
Don't worry about
it. With some dwarf lord from Dongenhold by the look of you and... Let me guess. Another freak on a vision quest, yeah?
I'm here to dispense justice on behalf of the Tide and Tempest.
I...
For your crimes against nature.
Might have guessed as much, but...
We will not stand for what you've done.
We will not allow you to do this.
Do what? Mm-hmm. bring justice to this place, the very justice you claim to be here hunting, sir?
What kind of justice do you claim?
This entire city is run by hooligans and ne'er-do-wells. Haven't you been here for more than 5 minutes?
The only hooligans I see are the ones holding switches for bombs.
And wearing broken heart pins.
Well, my loyal followers are, well, they can be a little eccentric, but I appreciate it.
A little eccentric, a lot dead.
Very, very true at this point, yeah. But what I hold in my hand here and what these pyronite explosives represent is just a means to an end.
But it means the end of a lot of people, and we will not let you do that.
You have made an omelet, friend? You gotta break a few eggs.
Are you one of those eggs? If you blow this bomb up, you'll die as well.
Right. And if you think that my friend here, who just teleported us halfway across the mana wastes, can't do it again to get me out of here, then, boy, you are more foolish than you look. That's not a personal attack. That's not a personal attack. I'm just in character. It's method.
Uh-huh. If you've been watching the Shumfall of Five this long, surely you know you don't have to resort to genocide to clean up this town.
Well, genocide is a bit extreme, and don't call me Shirley.
Nice one.
Gotcha with that, didn't I? I regret it, truthfully. Pyronite was not even my decision, but you crashed a party with that cyclopean moron. You cost me a little bit of funding, so I had to go elsewhere. Had to complete this plan. And now I have to put on a little show. And what we get out of that is the destruction of the screw. Alkenstar given total control over all of the transport in this entire area. I will bring an end to the war between Nex and Geb. My friend Ibrium here on the north and, I suppose, Parsis on the south. Although, I think we're going to get rid of him after all. He was a little bit odd.
Yes, we should get rid of him too.
He the one we killed.
that one. That's funny.
He's that dead one.
Wait, okay, so there's a type of delusion that thinks you're doing something good just pure evil.
Yeah.
That's 100% Loveless. And she's trying, but it feels like she's trying to, between Ibrium and Parsis, though, they weren't the ones, like, leading the wars.
No, but they
were. So that's just crazy.
They were here to run weapons, spread lies, manipulate, and eventually control the entire region.
But so now you're going to get rid of any way, any restriction from moving stuff up and down the entire river.
No, it will all come through here. You have no vision of this plan, sir. Once this little show is put on for my benefactor, I will be free to run this city as I see fit.
Who's your benefactor?
Who is your benefactor? Don't say Triadoracea. Don't say it.
Triadoracea, you must be kidding me. That dullard, the duchy of this place, she's nothing more than a yapping figurehead. Mm. Useless and quite stupid.
Burn.
I don't like her.
Wow.
She was mean to me in high school.
Oh, that explains it.
The popular kids.
She called you, like, hag girl or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once she found out about my family's history, yeah, she was quite ruthless. Don't bully kids.
Yeah.
Your victims may grow up to blow up your town.
It's literally an evil origin story.
Yeah, it is.
Two on the nose.
So who's this benefactor you speak of?
I've only met him through message and communication. It doesn't matter.
A pen pal? You would do all this damage for someone you've been exchanging letters with.
Well, he promised her this.
He was
city.
Highly regarded and paid in advance. I only wish to fulfill his request so that I don't have to deal with him in the future.
What's his name?
He didn't give one.
But what you're doing, you don't even know how bad it can get. What
perception
your benefactor
check?
Is going to do.
Oh, she's lying. She's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Interrupt Greg and
do it. Yeah.
I liked it, actually. What he was saying wasn't important.
34.
She's telling the truth.
Okay.
Or she's really good at lying.
Could be. She probably has a bunch of high checks.
Yeah.
Like 50s.
What were you saying, Greg?
Your benefactor, you could be just another pawn in a game that's much more devastating than what you're trying to do now.
Exactly.
Probably.
Like checkers.
Maybe.
And you don't care?
once this explosion is complete, I'll have control of my own army.
And you think you'll be able to take over your benefactor?
I don't much care for this person. Said he has nothing to do with me and will be gone just as soon as he came through. He wanted to see Pyronite on display. I obliged for a price, and here we are. But I've had quite enough of this. And as she says that, the boat continues to lurch and move, and
you can see we're like teeter-tottering right now.
Yeah. Oh, and gosh. I need another perception check from everybody.
What's the little wee man that Jordan let get away? He's the benefactor.
Mugland?
No, it's not Mugland. Mugland, that buffoon, is an imbecile.
Knave.
That felonious knave.
Felonious knave.
I wouldn't even give him such a compliment.
27.
28.
27. 35. 35. 18
and a 17 is 35. Darnayru, who has deactivated two of these pyronite bombs personally.
That's true. Mm-hmm. One inside an elephant. That was cool.
You glance over at the other remaining bomb, and you see that there are some parts on it that are moving, that weren't moving on the other two.
Uh-oh.
There's something about it that's very different. And Angelique Lovelace sees you observing the bomb, and she says, not your first time seeing one of my explosives, I see. Assume that if you made it this far and made it through all the traps I set for you, that you probably disarmed the other two. But that means you already know. I armed this one a few minutes ago. And she tosses you the dead man switch.
Oh, gosh. It is a dead man switch?
And it's been activated.
Uh-oh.
And then as you catch this thing in midair and you realize that it's completely powered down, the boat lurches forward again.
Uh-oh.
Only this time, it really lurches forward, and I need you to roll either a fortitude or a reflex save, everybody.
Getting reflexy.
This is dumb.
What'd you get, Greg?
I rolled a natty 19 plus 21.
That's so pretty 30. Good. All right.
Natty 20.
Okay.
Let's go.
29 total.
29? Kal-El.
Wait.
What'd you roll?
Just wait.
For what?
Oh, it's a will save. Dang it. 21.
21. All right.
21.
33.
Kibwe. Fails his reflex save or fortitude save.
Yeah.
Okay. And you fall forward 10 feet, lurching yourself in front of Darnayru as the boat tilts massively forward. The problem is that the deck of the gear smoke starts to bend and crack and then crumble underneath the weight of the pyronite bomb, and it falls through the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Landing somewhere on the mid-deck. What? And you all need to roll for initiative.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't take any damage or anything?
You just fell forward 10 feet.
I don't like it.
Don't forget to add an extra one for the scouting bonus. Oh. I rolled bad.
Okay, what did everybody get? Starting with Luton.
27.
Kibwe.
38.
That's pretty good. Ixil.
35.
Okay, guys, you're fast. Darnayru.
25. Yeah, I rolled a natty 4. Wow. Rough.
Okay.
We're going last.
Yeah, we are.
That's probably great for us.
The last thing that you see, Kibwe, as you have stumbled through the room now, are 10 feet right in the middle of the room, kind of topples over the bar that's in the center of the room, is a clockwork key dangling almost tauntingly around the neck of Angelique Lovelace.
She's got it, of course.
As we start combat for the last time.
Woo!
Against Angelique Lovelace and Ibrahim aboard the Gear Smoke with Kibwe Naoka.
It's pronounced Naoka. I am going to do a called shot. Am I reloaded? I'm reloaded.
100%.
I would imagine you are.
You can do running reloaded.
I'm reloaded. I'm reloaded, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. You tell me.
I am.
Before we started combat, did you reload at some point while they were healing?
Yeah. When they were walking around, I was like, I should reload.
And
I was
absolutely.
I'm going to do that.
Actually makes perfect sense to me.
Right?
Gunslinger would.
I cleaned my gun, put some more cartridges. Good, bad, and ugly, anybody?
Yeah.
Cartridges. I put some cartridges in there. All right, here we go.
It's freaking stressful.
It's because you're shooting a lever action, 45-70.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what am I doing here?
Called shot?
No, yeah, I got this one.
Oh, okay.
Like, who am I aiming at?
Who are you shooting? You got four targets.
I know. I'm going to go for Lovelace because she's got the key around her neck.
Okay. Angelique Lovelace it is.
I'm going to try to take her head off.
All right.
Could you shoot the key off her neck? That'd make this real easy.
I mean, could if you had like a trick shot thing.
Yeah. It's like a disarm. Right.
So how is a 35?
A 35 is a hit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit her in the neck. And so now, is it a critical?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
No, I'll tell you.
No, I'll tell you.
It's a 16.
16 damage.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But.
What'd you aim at?
Her head.
Her head.
Okay. Yep.
So she's got the...
Target is stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn.
All right. Stupefied 2.
She's got the bullet in the head effect.
Yep. She ain't got no learning
and
now.
And she just kind of like, yeah, and reacts to your shot.
She's got a bad attitude. So I'm going to do a running reload all the way to the opposite corner as far as I can go to where this guy is right here.
Yeah. How? What's your movement speed?
20.
And crossing the bar, which he's in the middle of, is difficult terrain.
Stupid. Come on, Chrome Witter.
You got 20, so you can go here.
And that's all me.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chrome Witter.
Is that where you're going
to go? Yep. Run and reload. Nayoka!
Yep. 5, 10, 20. Very good. You are in melee with a shield marshal.
Running reload. I did that. Yep. I'm reloading.
You're reloaded. That brings us to Ixel Thraxos.
All right. Ixel's going to run up to Loveless and to attempt to grab that key off her neck.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
Jeez, that's wild.
That is a single move for Ixel with all of his movement speed. He's standing up on top of the bar. He reaches out to make a grab.
Yeah.
Like some kind of we're just going to call this a grapple attempt against Angelique Loveless to grab her.
Okay.
And you're trying to restrain this or remove this key right out of her hand. This is tricky because it's like you're doing almost like you're doing a strike against somebody who is unarmed. This is good. I like it. Okay. So let's roll what's grappling is, I think, an athletics check.
That sounds right.
Okay. I think that's the right call. So it's your athletics check against my, normally that would be a fortitude DC thing, I think.
I rolled a 29 total.
Mm. That is a failure. She dodges your tail or tongue or whatever.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. What's up, Greg?
Can he just disarm without grappling her?
Yeah.
That's yeah,
it requires you to disarm. At least have one hand free. Target can't be more than one size larger than you. But you try to knock the item to the floor, then you'd have to pick it up.
That's fine, too. A disarm attempt is the same exact roll.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Still an athletics against check reflex. Against fortitude save.
This one's against reflex.
Reflex DC?
Yeah.
Even more failing. Lee.
What a loser.
He doesn't get a roll again.
Yeah. No, that was two actions.
That was two actions, yeah. Move and then attempt to grab.
Don't agree with him.
Well, it was. Okay, then I could do a tongue disarm to try one more time a different way or just do some damage. I think I'm just going to do some damage.
Do some damage.
Yeah, we're going to do flurry of blows.
Okay, second and third map.
Yuck.
You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. Brittany was mouthing to me, what should I do? And I said, this is what you should do.
What would you do if you were me? How about that?
I would play that song that's like, come up, you know, and then I would do that.
Pull out all stops.
Yeah,
definitely the last
it's,
episode.
It's all the
go.
Stops.
It's go time.
Are gone.
Roll to hit.
So gross. 21 to hit.
Okay.
And then a.
Think you know how that goes.
24 to hit.
Both of them are a miss.
Damn. You got to do better, man.
Oh, I
agree.
I believe. Yes, I know.
You need to do way better.
Next up, Angelique Loveless.
Oh no. Why are you right in front of her face?
You are right in front of her face.
Yep.
Which is great, because she takes her pistol that was in her other hand. I'm sorry, I didn't say that, but I can say it now.
Sure.
And she strikes you with it.
Bye, Ixel.
Like, shoots me with it or hits
no,
me with
no.
it?
No. Like,
hits me with it.
She hits you with it.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't
okay.
shoot you with it. Okay. She just goes to hit you with
okay.
it. Because it has, like, a reinforced stock. It's a very gorgeous-looking pistol. Anyway, 37 to hit.
It's from Sports
yep,
Co.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a hit. Yep.
Okay. So she does 16 bludgeoning damage to you. And what is your perception DC?
18.
So 18. So 28 is your perception DC?
Sorry. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Just making sure I got that right. All right. So that was her first action. And then her second action, she is going to move to Darn Iru and, and then strike him with her second attack.
She's just pistol whipping everybody?
She's just pistol whipping.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Something weird about flint that.
Flintlock whipping?
Yeah.
Flintlock whipping. A
flintlock whip.
Actually sounds
33 to hit.
Hit.
11 damage.
11.
And what is your perception modifier?
27 total is the DC.
That's the DC is 27? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That is the end of Angelique Loveless's turn. That brings us to Corrupt Shield Marshal 1. He is in melee currently with both Keyway and Luton, but is holding a Jezail in his hands, which is the long rifle. In his first two actions, he jumps across the bar and moves all the way into the opposite corner around Keyway. And then, with all the difficult terrain and everything, that's two actions for him. And then levels a shot at Keyway.
Hit the dirt.
Hit the dirt. Tell me about that. What's that?
Hit the dirt. When targeted by a ranged strike, leap, gaining two plus... Oh, crap. Gaining two plus circumstance to AC and falling prone.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, it is.
So you have two to your armor class? What does that change your armor class to?
29.
Then I hit you anyway with a 32.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I know. 8 damage as you get shot.
Oh, okay. You want to scratch people, huh?
And it is Luton's turn.
Luton's going to use all three actions and summon a giant frilled lizard.
Oh, shoot. Okay. What?
We need some backup.
Yeah.
I feel.
Amazing. Okay. All right.
And another target.
Here we go. You're basically summoning...
Godzilla. His name is Godzilla.
I was going to say, it's about the same size as Vashon Gattleby's chameleon. But yeah, his name is Godzilla.
I call him GZ for short.
Yeah.
Gojira!
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
You can summon that anywhere within 30 feet of you. Where would you like it to go?
Right here.
Right in front of Ibrahim. And next to Angelique Loveless.
Whoa!
Yeah. The icon is just an angry man face, but we're playing pretend.
I love it.
That is your turn. Kal-El has a bonus action. He's currently out in the hallway.
I couldn't move him in the room. That's okay. He wasn't supposed to be out there.
He's supposed to be a little closer, right?
Yes.
I got him. I can move him.
He would move in close to me.
All right. That's going to only be one action. It's a lot of difficult terrain, but I think that if he goes right here...
He can reach.
That's fine. He can do that and still strike Angelique Loveless with his cat pounce.
Yes, cat pounce.
So Kal-El is now in the room, basically right on top of Luton, and is next to Darnayru and Keyway, making his presence known, and a giant frilled lizard. These two large characters have essentially divided this room in half. Oh, and I'm the world's worst podcast host / GM. Gail, this room is enormous.
Oh. It's pretty big.
It is 11 squares from port to starboard, and it is 5 squares from bow to stern. So it is a massive...
Front to butt.
55 squares of combat and horrifyingness. On the far port side, there is a 10-foot by 5-foot hole in the floor where the Pyronite bomb has crashed through. And then in the middle of the room, it's 3 squares by 6 squares, or 7 squares, is this massive, like, round bar. This room looks very lively and cool. Mm-hmm. And this would definitely be where everybody who was cool would hang out had it not been rented out for nefarious purposes. And then you can tell that Ibrahim and Loveless have not left this room probably in weeks.
Because it stinks like them.
Yeah. There's beds. There's like food trays. And, you know, everything has been boarded up. And they've been in here performing this teleportation ritual this whole time. That brings us to Kal-El's attack. Thank you, Gail, for enduring that description. Mid-combat, mid-turn. What did he get?
32 to hit.
32 from Kal-El.
Is a hit?
Yes.
On Angelique Loveless. Holy crap. You guys are hitting my boss.
2d6 plus 8.
Bite her head off.
Can he chomp at the necklace?
Unfortunately not. No. I love that, though.
That wasn't very good. 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay. Good turn. Giant frilled lizard gets two actions. Summoned creatures immediately get to act. It's standing right next to both Ibrahim and Loveless, and it has a couple of attacks. We've got jaws and a tail. They both have 10 foot of reach.
Okay, looks like 2d8 plus 7 for jaws, 2d6 plus 7 for the tail.
Yep, and the frilled lizard would work exactly like Kal-El, where you do jaws first and then tail, because the tail's agile.
Jaws, okay, 26.
Against?
I guess Loveless.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Tail strike?
And tail strike.
Is a plus 12 on the second?
Yeah, that might be a hit. 31?
31 is a hit.
Yes.
Nice.
So 2d6 plus 7 bludgeoning.
Yes.
Loveless. That's 714.
714?
714 damage. 714 against
damage.
Angelique Loveless. Yeah. Very good. Okay, that is, I mean, when you got a summoned creature, it adds quite a bit of complexity and crazy options. What a turn. What an
giant
opener.
Giant frilled lizard.
I dig it. It is now not Darnayru's turn, because it is Ibrium's turn.
Oh, God.
What era Godzilla is this monster?
The one where it's waist up.
Like guy in a costume?
Waist up floating in the water, which means the legs are 600 feet long.
Yeah. 2014 Godzilla.
Walking along the bottom. Yep. Minus one. Amazing.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
Ibrium winds up his hands and starts doing a magical motion with them.
Uh-oh.
Put those hands away.
Yeah.
And he says, incinerate.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is that fireball?
Was that Voldemort?
And I need Darnayru, Luton, Kal-El, Kibwe, and the giant frilled lizard to roll a reflex save.
Oh,
as
gosh.
A fireball made of glass is launched at all of you.
Uh-oh.
Except Ixil.
And Kibwe.
No, Kibwe's in the blast radius. It was centered way back here.
Come follow fire. Come to die.
I'm using a hero point because I rolled real bad.
Expelliarmus! That's all I know. I only got one spell.
What is happening?
Oh my God.
They're having a lot of Harry Potter cast off.
That's also melatonin, so I don't know. Final episode, y'all.
We're not going to see each other for six
months
after
this. Get it out. That's good. That's good. I'm not judging. I'm just confused.
Well, what's your reflex save? That should square you away.
I'm glad you asked. It's good to see you as well. Reflex, that's a 35.
Okay. Darnayru?
The first roll is so bad, I'd use a hero point.
Whoa.
Why'd you do that?
I rolled a 39, was my reroll.
All right. Luton?
Luton got 37. Kal-El's 34. And the giant and Godzilla is 27.
Okay, Godzilla did not pass, but the rest of you
aww.
Did.
All right.
So Darnayru takes no damage.
Yep.
Everybody else takes 6, and the lizard takes 12, okay. Which is what happens when you roll
terrible
4 ones.
Wow.
And a 3. Oh, and a 5 on your fireball damage.
Wow.
Pretty awful.
It's a glass ball, though.
Yeah. It is a ball of glass that he sort of builds in his hands, launches out at you, and it explodes in a bunch of shards. And so it does piercing and slashing damage, not fire damage.
Mm.
6 to everybody except Darnayru, and 12 to the giant frilled lizard.
This guy is really into glass.
Yeah, he sure is. I mean, it's half his whole life. And then he's going to shoot a spike out of his hands, whoa. Also made of glass. As his last action, right at, let's see, the giant frilled lizard standing right in front of him.
Oh, man.
That poor lizard.
So, yeah, this is going to be a melee strike because it's right next to him. A 30 to hit the giant frilled lizard, which is a hit.
That's a hit.
And 17 more damage on that poor thing.
Does it look like when...
But it had 75 hit points.
Does it look like when Scorpion puts his palm up and the blade thing comes out of his fist from the old Mortal Kombat?
Get over here!
And just like palm strikes him with that glass spike?
Sure.
It's pretty cool.
That is the end of Ibrium's turn. Darnayru.
Finally! Darnayru.
360.
360.
It is your turn.
The first thing he's going to do is roll a recall knowledge on Loveless.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
Society.
22. I rolled 92.
You know that she is the captain of the Shield Marshals in Alkenstar?
Yeah.
Is that, tell by her uniform?
That's a failure, though, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Is.
Just making sure.
Unfortunately, a failure.
I'm going to take one step, a guarded step down, but right. Does that count as a guarded step since it's... Or I'm already
it's
in difficult terrain? I'm
yeah.
on the table.
It is difficult terrain. You move, not step.
Okay,
you're
I have to move.
You're stepping out of difficult terrain into difficult terrain.
Yeah.
That's a 10-foot movement, but that's all that it is, and nothing happens as you take your move.
That's all I was hoping for. And I will swing a flisser at Loveless, who is I'm flanking with.
Now you're flanking with the frilled lizard, absolutely.
Natty 20.
Hey.
Yay! Yay!
Now
holy really
identified her.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Natty 20.
Wow, Natty 20.
Natty 20.
That sucks.
Check some boxes here.
Who does it suck for?
She can bleed, right?
Me. Yeah, she has blood.
Can she bleed?
That means we can kill her.
That's right. You bleed, you die.
Before I roll the additional sneak attack damage, 60 damage.
60 damage.
And that is slashing. And then some of it, if you want to know the exact amount, but some of it was shocking from the Flissa.
Nope,
do you need to know?
That's good to know. I don't need to know that for her.
And then I have to roll.
I do want the total.
Okay, let me grab.
Because it's all coming from one source.
It is. It's just the persistent bleed damage from using a knife specialization. So the only thing I need to see is it does not crit that. So it'll be 1d6 plus my item bonus to attack for persistent bleed. So I'll hold a die to the side.
Okay, very good.
So 60 is the total damage, and then she's persistent bleed.
As that hit happens, she does try to deflect it. Obviously, it was a natural 20, so it was brutal. But you notice that she brings that pistol up, and you catch a gleam of it in your eye, this pistol that's in her hand. Your strike lands true, but for a moment, you're pulled out of the scene as your mind is corrupted by this compelling thought to undo your action.
What?
And you are presented with a choice by the pistol.
What?
And your choice is to completely ignore this strike.
Uh-huh.
Negating all of the damage.
Okay.
The bleed stays.
Okay.
But the damage is gone.
Or?
Or Angelique Lovelace gains resistance to that damage of an undetermined amount, meaning that not all of it goes through. And then after that effect is applied, you become enfeebled 2 until the start of your next turn, and you take persistent good damage in the amount of 4 per round.
What?
You must make the choice, Darnayru. Do you let this damage go and redeem yourself against this harmful attack, or do you grant the target of this damage resistance of the type that you hit them with?
Right.
You become enfeebled 2, and you take persistent damage.
Do I know the type of persistent? Is it persistent
good? It's
good
damage.
Interesting. Well, I'm not taking the damage away from her.
Okay.
So I will take all of that.
So some of it does come off because
we
she
don't know how
has
much.
A resistance. And you are now enfeebled 2 until the end of your next turn.
Bruh.
I don't want to take away, I mean, even though it's not the full 60 that I hit her with now, but I don't know what that was. Or if it was a reaction, or if, like,
It was an energy blast that came off of that pistol.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's, like, a she can do it every time she's hit kind of thing. I don't know. You're going to remember the persistent damage?
Yep, I got a little marker here for it. You're going to remember my persistent damage, because I'm bleeding still.
I'm
like I said, that goes through. And, yeah, she doesn't take as much as you thought she should as this attack is resisted.
And none of that was mental damage at all?
None of it was mental damage. Okay. And you are enfeebled too. Okay.
Wow.
What else you got? I think that was only 2 actions.
Nope. I recalled knowledge.
You did recall knowledge.
Moved,
I forgot
yeah.
about that. Okay. Well, thank you.
That's the whole shebang.
What is happening, Jordan?
Wow.
BBEG. They got them big bad endgame skill set.
Dude.
It's now time for that last shield marshal in the room to go, and he's going to take one move action to move to the opposite corner in the room from his compatriot and take a shot at Darnayru, who stabbed his boss. A 38 to hit.
That's a critical hit.
With a Giselle is 21 damage.
Boo.
And it reloads, or he reloads with his last action, bringing us to the end of round 1. As round 2 begins, the boat lurches to the stern. It was previously lurched toward the bow, now lurching toward the stern, and I need everybody to roll either a reflex or a fortitude save as the boat tilts in the other direction.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You going for a ride?
I rolled worse than you. I don't know what you're mad
What'd
about.
What'd you get?
Well, you don't have the type of problems I got. I got a 27.
27. Darnayru.
26.
Luton, Kal-El, and a lizard.
A reflex?
Or a fortitude, whichever you want.
Okay, Luton got a natural 20, so 39.
That's pretty good.
She's flying. Why she got to roll it at all?
Right.
Ooh, 25.
Okay, and the frilled lizard has a reflex modifier.
22, I think. I don't know what reflex is.
Plus 12.
Okay, so 20 total.
Okay, and what did Ixil get?
40.
40, all right.
Wow.
So the frilled lizard fails, and so does Kal-El, but neither one of them can move because Kal-El's up against the stern wall, and the frizzard.
The frizzard.
It is a frizzard. It is a frizzard.
The frizzard is up against Kal-El. Luton passes. Kiwe passes.
Hey!
Darnayru fails, moving 5 feet.
By 1.
And bumping the wall. No damage.
Bonk.
And Ixil, of course, with the 40, does not move. The other thing is you hear in the deck below...
Oh, no, it's sliding.
No.
As the bomb slides away and is now at the stern section of the boat. Far, far away.
It rolled low, too, huh?
Hey, here all week, folks. So actually, this is my last night. But
you expect that it ended up somewhere out on the dance floor. None of you can see where it is.
Great.
Wow.
Last night the DJ saved my life.
It's Keyway's turn.
Okay. Can I hit Angelique without any penalty?
No. Angelique's definitely going to get a +2 cover save against your shot.
Was all her stupefied stuff? Was all her stupefied stuff happening? Last round.
Yeah, I have that turned on.
She's stupid. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's and you're stuck. Prone.
I'm prone, but I got Kip up.
Boing. Love
so
that.
So Kip up. And I'm going to aim at Corrupt Shield Marshal 1, and I'm going to do a called shot.
Okay.
On his, if I hit his arms, he can still use them, huh?
What's the penalty?
That's great. What is it? Yeah, I
mean, maybe. Maybe they just sit there and flop around like noodles.
No. He stays the same.
Oh.
I'm going to aim for his head.
Okay. Full stupefaction.
All right. How is a 36?
That is a critical success.
Nice.
Hey, I get to check the little box. 48 total.
48, and that includes the 3 splash?
51. What are you putting at? Target is stun 1.
Yeah.
It's a critical hit.
Because a critical success,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, stun 1.
But with 3 splash damage, is 51 total, right?
I think it's all in there.
Stunned is not damaged.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
51.
Okay. And stunned 1.
And stunned 1.
Very good.
And stupefied.
And stupefied 2. All the debuffs.
Wait a minute.
So dumb.
Hold on a second.
What am I holding on to?
A critical hit, he's stupefied. Okay, I did that. Okay, good.
Is he stupefied?
1.
1?
For 1 minute.
And stupefied 2 until the end of...
No, on a critical hit, it's... Yeah, also, you're right. Yeah. It's English.
So you have to read it.
Stupefied 2 until the end of my next turn. And also, Jordan... Stupefy 1 for 1 minute.
1 minute. Very good.
English.
I can't believe I missed that.
I mean, it's weird what happens when you read the whole description.
I mean,
I'm still getting used to that.
My first day doing it.
I dig it.
Oh, and I got one more move.
You sure do. You have an action.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reload.
Okay. Great turn. Ixel, you're up.
Yeah, top that.
He's going to try.
All right, Ixel's already right next to Loveless, so I'm going to attempt to trip her.
And you're flanking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are flanking with Kal-El. A trip is an athletics check against my reflex DC, or is it fortitude DC? I'll look it up.
I believe it's fortitude.
I think you're right.
You don't know this, Jordan?
For whatever reason, it changes in my brain every time. It's against the reflex DC.
Oh,
go ahead.
32.
I knew that.
32. You go to trip Angelique Loveless.
And?
She steps over your tail and does not get tripped with a 32.
What a butt. Okay.
That was your first action.
That was my first action. Then I am going to do some punches and...
Cash. Super cash. Puncheroonies.
That's
what?
Great. Some cash.
Some cash.
Punch runes.
Sure.
I dig it.
Man, more bad rolls.
I'd love to know what they are.
25 for the first one, 24 for the second one.
Miss.
Perfect. That's great.
One action left. Monk, jump out the window. Still on the table. Just put it on the table. Although he'll land on some rocks.
It's a lost cause.
Get up on your car.
All right,
I never liked this city.
I'm going to attempt a tongue disarm.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's try to get that. Now, the caveat here is it has to be something the enemy is grasping. So I'm going to go for...
I'm going to allow you to do it on her necklace.
Her neck is grasping it.
Why not?
It's
an equipped piece
of equipment.
Yeah. She has hands on her neck.
So. I'm waving that. It gets through the rule of cool.
Okay. I love it. 35.
A 35 with your third attack modifier?
35 with third attack modifier. What'd you get? 19.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way.
Wow. Against the reflex DC.
Wow. Way.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's what we did last time.
Let me double check.
Her disarm is against reflex.
Yeah. Whew. So that's a success. And the way the disarm works, per the chungalungus, you try to knock an item out of a creature's grasp. You try to knock an item out of a creature's grasp. Attempt an athletics check against the target's reflex DC. Success, you weaken your target's grasp on the item. Further attempts to disarm the target of that item grant a +2 bonus, and the target takes a -2 penalty to any attacks. We're not going to do that with the key. A critical failure is what's required to actually remove it. So
Okay.
The creature can end this effect by interacting to change their grip on the item, which is an action. Otherwise, it lasts as long as the creature holds the item. It's normally meant for a weapon, right? In the tongue grasp thing, there is a description that says that it can you can reach out with your tongue and grab any object of light bulk, which this key qualifies as, but it's secured to her. So, at this point, I'm going to say that your tongue is interlocked around the key, and you have lowered the DC by 2 with a successful disarm, but it is not yet ripped off her neck, per the text of disarm.
So right. My tongue is just attached to her necklace.
Right now, you're kind of yanking it, okay. But it's not going to count as a grab.
But is it that every success would stack?
Yes.
Awesome. So yeah. If you keep trying, eventually you... Yeah, unless you use it, waste one of your actions to re-secure it.
To basically remove your tongue or whatever from the key. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's like you loosened up the chain or
something. Yeah, loosen up the knot on the necklace. And honestly, I'm winging this. There isn't really anything in the rule book about removing a necklace from somebody in mid-combat.
It's never been done before.
I
mean,
I would think that a thievery check would probably be more appropriate, but it is on display, and it's not... like you're trying to steal it from her.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to wrestle it from her.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm treating it like a hybrid between a grab and a disarm.
Okay.
And I think that these rules and DCs apply appropriately. So
okay.
It's just that if she moves out of the way, there's nothing stopping her from doing that. But she still would have to take that action to re-secure the necklace.
Gotcha.
Okay? And tuck it back into her shirt or whatever you want to say. It would undo that debuff. But for now, it has been debuffed.
Okay.
Nice.
Right? And a critical success will dislodge it.
And make it fall to the floor, right?
No, if he grabs it with his tongue, it would be in his possession.
That's right.
Gulp.
Okay.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
Wait a few hours, we'll get it back.
That was a lot of exposition for the beginning of Ixil's turn or the end of Ixil's turn?
The end. Yeah.
Okay. Man, so now that brings us to Angelique Loveless.
Another dumb turn.
Who is going to move, and she moves away from both Darnayru and Ixil.
Chicken.
To stand on the far end of the bar.
Is Ixil's tongue still attached?
No. It would come loose because it's not a grab. You didn't grab her.
Right, okay.
So we're flavor.
Okay.
His flavor tongue is still there.
He's like...
It snaps and rolls back up in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And she is going to shoot at Ixil with her second action using that pistol that's in her hand. And she's no longer stupefied because that went away at the end of Kibwe's turn. Her roll to hit with the pistol is a 26.
Okay, I'm going to deflect that projectile.
Ouch, that sucks.
Throw it back.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah! Throw that bullet back.
No! A natty 2.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Can I use a hero point?
Great.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Sure. She's not a hero.
As long as we all get 2.
All right, roll to hit.
26.
That's a miss. So you miss Angelique Loveless with her own bullet.
Okay.
And she looks very confused and stares at you sort of like, oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
And then reloads that pistol, and that's the end of my flipping turn.
I'm going to roll some persistent bleed damage on her.
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to roll a natty 1. So 2 bleed damage.
2 bleed damage, and she remains bleeding.
Cool.
Her last action, she's going to step around that hole in the ground where the bomb fell through and reload at the same time. Little running reload action.
Copycat.
I thought she moved, fired, and reloaded.
She moved, fired, and then did a running reload. That's my bad. Taking that action back. Okay. My hand was still on the chest piece.
Gotcha.
That's her turn.
Gotcha.
And then the corrupt shield marshal that's over in the corner opposite of the room is going to go. First thing, and this guy's stunned, stupefied, hurting, and also needs to reload. So that's his first action, reloads, shoots a keyway with his second action.
Hit the dirt.
That is a reaction, a 26 to hit.
Only once around, so I can't do it again.
Right, you're already on the dirt.
I kipped up.
Yeah. Oh, you couldn't kip up. No, that's not a reaction, that's a free
action. Kip up's a free action, yeah.
You kipped up, you're hitting the dirt again. Totally cool. Okay. It's a new round.
Okay.
Doing push-ups over there. Yeah.
And you said what?
He's doing reverse back burpees or something horrible. 26. I totally missed you.
You missed me, especially
with that bonus. And that's the end of my turn. Only 2 actions because I was stunned.
Oh, I'm going to get that guy.
And it is now Luton's turn.
Luton is going to cast a 3-action lightning storm on...
That's on everybody. It's a 30-foot circle.
Change the
atmosphere. It's a 20-foot burst, and I have a range of 120 feet, so I'd like to place it here.
A 20-foot burst. Okay. What's the?
I'll just read the description.
What's the power word?
Thor.
Thor.
You create a black rumbling storm cloud and call down one lightning bolt within the spell's area. The bolt is a vertical line from the top of the storm cloud to the ground below, dealing 4d12 electricity damage to creatures in the line.
Okay.
It's a basic reflex save. On subsequent rounds, the first time you sustain the spell, each round you can call another lightning bolt within the area.
Okay. So there's just a storm inside this room for the next minute, and you can crap lightning bolts out of it whenever you want.
For yes. One action.
Nice. So cool.
That's awesome.
I'm assuming you're going to position this right in the dead center of the room so it can hit whoever you want whenever you want.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that.
Who's my first victim then?
Or
who's
your first victim?
Oh, of course. So I need to roll a reflex save?
Yes.
DC?
29.
I critically passed.
Oh.
Dang.
With a 40.
You take zero damage.
Very good. Jeez. But the storm persists.
But the storm is still here.
All right. Kal-El gets a bonus action, is currently not able to reach anybody from his current position, so he would need to move.
He
do a little cat pounce.
I never should have gotten rid of his intimidating growl.
Well, that would have been a spell you have to cast.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to cat pounce and strike Shield Marshal one.
All right.
Nice.
Is that where you want him to move?
Yeah.
All right. So Kal-El leaps across Kibwe, his prone body, is up against the starboard side of the boat, one square away from the Shield Marshal as a cat pounce and attacks. The old big cat bonus action.
35 to hit.
Whew, that's a crit.
All right.
Yes.
Way to go, Kal-El. Okay.
2d6
we need this.
Plus 8 piercing.
Keyway's been slacking up there.
12 know.
Plus 8.
20.
Nice.
20 piercing.
40 piercing yes. damage with a crit?
Yes.
Holy smokes, Kal-El. Wow.
I rolled really good.
That's damage. Amazing.
I never rolled that good.
Keep it rolling. You got a giant frilled lizard that's got two actions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Okay.
Currently, he's attacking Abraham, so it would
We're
make sense
keep
to
on.
Keep the pressure up.
Yep.
All right. Roll to hit.
I think his AC is 22. Or no.
His bonus, the first bonus state is 16.
Oh. Okay.
It's 16 and then 12.
Not very good. 5.
21 total 21? Is a miss.
Okay.
And the tail is a plus 12.
Okay. Let me try a different dice. 11.
23 is a miss.
23 is a miss. Okay. Yeah.
That brings us to Ibrium. Not happy with the performance of his fireball. And by Ibrium, I mean Scott Hoffman. Instead is going to use a power word that's never been said before. He's going to say,
shards!
Uh-oh.
And conjures a spike that shards.
Okay, sorry.
With a D.
Shards.
And he's going to conjure a spike that thrusts up from the earth beneath the target, potentially impaling it right on this frilled lizard. He's sick of the frilled lizard right in his face. I need a reflex save from the lizard.
Come on, reflex.
Okay. I have a low reflex GZ. Modifier. We'll see. Ah! I rolled a natural one.
Oh, no.
No.
Plus 12.
Okay. Well.
13 total.
It's a pretty big fail.
That's something. Let's see. 56 piercing damage.
Oh. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
Dang.
And his gizzards are impaled on this glass spike as it shoots out of the floorboards of the gear smoke.
Great.
All right.
You know why that's great?
Took Ibrahim out of combat for two rounds?
That's right, exactly.
Totally.
Okay, that's the end of Giant Frilled Lizard, but it's not the end of Ibrahim's turn as he shoots a spike, now freely able to shoot at whoever he would like. Who killed the Medusa? He wouldn't know that.
I don't even know
your
that.
Your girlfriend stank.
I'm not just going to choose to shoot at you, Mr. Snatch a Bullet over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the dice decide because it's the finale.
Rats.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going around the room. I'm going to roll a
D5. I have 5.
I mean, you could roll a D8.
And I rolled a 5.
Hey.
So he's going to shoot this spike at the prone Kibwe. Still, you have plus 2 to your armor class.
Still hitting the dirt, baby.
Because you are the target of a ranged strike, but maybe he doesn't like loud noises. He is a glass man, right? Mm. And Kibwe does have a gun.
He's a glass man.
Okay. This roll to hit against the prone Keyblade is a 32 to hit.
Dang.
What's your armor class?
29.
And is that with the plus two from being
That's
prone?
With the plus two okay. from being prone.
Just making sure we're all on the up and up. You take 18 piercing damage as a shard of glass rips into your back.
Ugh, coward.
Yeah.
Coward.
I know.
Glass man. Your daddy was a sand maker.
It's Darnayru's turn.
Darnayru.
Oh, it is already?
Yeah.
I'm going to... Sometimes I gotta play my turns to set myself up for future success.
Sure.
I'm still going to roll one recall knowledge on... Wait, am I allowed to do recall knowledge again in the same, or is it failed, it's gone?
You can do it again against the same target, but it's a higher DC.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I'm gonna try anyway.
Okay.
See how it goes against Loveless. I wanna identify her. Natty 15. What was I rolling?
Society.
Society is plus 20, so that's 35.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a success.
Sweet. Her name's Loveless.
It sure is.
Okay, and then for my last two actions, I'm actually going to cast Forbidden Thought Cantrip.
Do you want to know anything about her before?
Successful. Care. Yes, okay. Tell me. Just kidding. Yeah. Tell me.
I mean,
I forgot. All I wanted was her name.
She's a changeling. Mm-hmm. And an elf, so she's susceptible to anything of those types. And then, you know, she doesn't have, as a humanoid normal creature, she doesn't have any, like, resistances, weaknesses, or immunities. So I'll let you know what her best or worst save is.
Based on how well everyone's been doing metagaming here, I feel like her reflex is real good. I'd like to know her worst. And
her worst
say
save is her will save.
Exactly what I wanted to hear. Okay, anything else I get to know?
No, you just passed.
Sweet. I am now casting Forbidden Thought, which I don't remember if I ever came up with a power word, so I'm going to make one up now.
No, because it was always a mental trait, so
well,
it doesn't
that's
have,
right. we didn't
doesn't
that's
have
right.
a power word.
So
but you can still make one
yeah,
up.
Yeah, make one
I
up.
I think
anyway.
In my head, don't you think about it. That's don't, what you it is. Don't you even do it. And I'm going to put a psychic lock on her mind for strike. So if she chooses to strike, she has to roll a basic will save.
All right.
Or else wow. take damage. Or it, based on the roll, it will be taking damage.
Oh, that sounds like justice.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Like quite a turn, Darnayru.
You know what to do.
The end of the combat will go to Shield Marshal 2, who moved, shot, and reloaded, so is now going to shoot against Darnayru.
You sure? You sure about that?
Yes, I am sure about that, with a Giselle. First attack is a 33 to hit.
That's a hit.
Second attack is a 16 to hit as he reloads in between, and you take 10 damage from that first shot.
10 damage.
And misses the second shot as his third action. That will bring us to the end of round two, and we're going to take a little break, folks, and just tune into part two tomorrow.
Yeah.
We love you, Thunder Buddies.
Part de.
Part
deux.
Part dwa.
Foodoo fa fa.
Intensity. Combat.
Foodoo fa 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 fa.
No waiting. A whole week to find out how it ends.
It's about to happen.
Brought to you by the Dice of Thunder.
Bye.
Come back.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.